Hi, first of all, thank you that you were finding time to talk with us. Maybe you can introduce yourself as you like with your preferred name, pronoun, and affiliation, which makes sense to our talk today.
I'm Anya, member of a group called Solidarity Zone.
If you can tell a little bit to those who don't know, what is Solidarity Zone?
Solidarity Zone is a grassroots initiative that provides legal and humanitarian and media help to those arrested for anti-war direct action in Russia. It can be setting fire on administrative buildings and military recruitment offices. It can be railroad sabotage and similar actions against Russian war machine and government itself. We appeared firstly as a group of friends who already, each of us was involved in prisoner support before full-scale invasion into Ukraine. After 24th of February 2022, we noticed in the news that some actions, anti-war actions, are not matching criteria of support of liberal human rights organizations. They didn't organize defense of persons who committed radical actions against war. And firstly, we decided just like informal group to defend several people that we found in pretrial detention centers. And then more such cases appeared, and we realized that we need to call ourselves somehow and create social media accounts to spread the word about prisoners, about kind of protest, because it's, on the one hand, it's pretty idealized by different groups, actually.
Yeah, thanks for this brief explanation about what Solidarity Soon is doing. Hello from my side as well. Today we wanted to specifically talk about the case of Ruslan Siddiqui. Maybe you can first of all explain to our listeners what the case is about.
We know this case because a friend of Ruslan sent us mail with information about his arrest. After that, we sent a lawyer to Ruslan and through the lawyer asked him to tell us a bit more about his case and about his position. After that, we, together with Ruslan and his friends who contacted us, decided to organize his support together. Ruslan is accused and he doesn't deny these accusations. He derailed 19 carriages of cargo train in Rizan region. He made self-made explosives in two spots on the railway and watched through the camera he installed near the railroad. He was waiting when cargo train, military supply train will pass this part of railway and then to blow the rails and derail the train. Actually, his plan was to destroy the rails and stop for some time moving of military supply trains. But the train, which was derailed by Ruslan, wasn't used by Russian military. Yeah, but anyway, this part of railroad was destroyed and the damage, according to Russian railway company, was named like 30 millions rubles. And yeah, it took time to restore the moving of cargo trains in this part. And also, pro-governmental media wrote after Ruslan's arrest that he organized also a drone attack on a military airport from where aircrafts going to like to provide the bombs for Russian military in Ukraine. But officially, this case not yet began, and the accusation wasn't yet official.
So that means it was only published on the media. He didn't receive any formal accusation about the airbase case so far.
Yeah, but we, I think we should wait because sometimes pro-governmental media publish something that then appears in criminal case. So we can't, unfortunately, say that it wasn't in near future. Wouldn't be.
Maybe you can say some more words. From my point of view, it's like quite strong position to don't deny that the accusations about the derailment. Is it because of that there's that much evidence that he's not able to deny it anyway? Or is it also kind of a political position that he is like, say, that's really like this kind of actions is something, I don't know, he can stand for, or because of its ideology or his beliefs or whatever?
I can't say for sure, but I think it's mostly about position. In any case, where we support people, because in several cases, actually, persons who are like under the trial now, they are from the very beginning of their case, they decide to be agree with actions they did. Yeah, and I think in the case of Ruslan, it should be same. But also, maybe it's important to say that it can be several hours between real arrest of a person and kind of official arrest. And this time, very often used by security service, like FSB or cops for torturing people, for beating them to get some proper like words, witnessing against themselves. And I think it can be also part of the reason why people sign in documents with accusations.
Talking about the political perspective, you didn't mention it, but as it's written in different articles, Ruslan is an anarchist. And does he also do some statements now out of prison?
Yeah, we know from Ruslan's friends that he's anarchist. He's have actually a lot of interests that can be topics for letters to him. Yeah, but we didn't establish strong contact with him, so we are not yet in letter exchange. It was just more technical visits of lawyers. So for now, we can say very little about his political views, about something more about his personality. But I think it should be possible. Maybe during the so-called investigation, because first time when Ruslan facing the most pressure from security services, from prison staff, and in other cases we see that after several months of detention it becomes easier and it starts to be possible to ask lawyer to talk with prisoner, to ask him or her about interests, about political statements or something that a person would like to spread outside of prison.
What is by now with the accusation which Ruslan has already officially, what does it mean? How many years of imprisonment he can get?
He is accused on two articles. It's always difficult for me to count years. I guess up to 20, because the first one is terrorist act. And second one is keeping explosives.
Also, in several languages in the articles about the case, people can also find an address to write letters to Ruslan. At the same time, there is this relatively new law, which is making it problematic or nearly illegal to communicate with foreigners, because this could be counted as a traitorship of the country. Does it still make sense for people who are not in Russia to write letters for political prisoners?
Sorry, I didn't understand which law do you mean about confidential...
Yeah, confidential interactions with foreigners, which can be also problematic. Make it illegal to communicate.
I guess this law mostly done for people who are free, to make more criminal cases. But I don't know about, even I can't remember if somebody between prisoners even mentioned that.
So from your perspective, it is still makes sense to write letters?
Of course, but the only point here is that censorship in Russian prisons allows only letters in Russian, so you need to use online translator or to ask someone who speaks Russian to translate the letter, and there are a couple of services that still quite good working with foreign telephone numbers, foreign bank accounts, like prison mail, and a bit more complicated for Zona Telecom. These two services is possible to use from outside of Russia.
Right. Apart writing letters, is there other opportunities to support Ruslan and or your work as Solidarity soon?
Now there is maybe easiest possibility to support Ruslan directly is to donate for the work of his lawyer, because right now we are running a fundraiser for lawyer. Yeah, and if here maybe a question about importance of legal defense in Russia now, the most important for us as a group is to have a connection with person in prison without censorship and possibility to organize maybe sometimes not really legal, but kind of solidarity and showing that person isn't left alone. Yeah, emotional support. Also, good lawyer is only possibility to tell to outside of prison about tortures, about bad conditions. Yeah, because it's a really common thing that prison staff maybe don't do something directly against political prisoners, but just putting them in such living conditions when, for example, there is no part of glass in the window and the winter starting, and doing such things that make their life more difficult.
Is there anything else you think is important to say as about the case of Ruslan or about your work in general, or as the previous question was also how to support you directly?
Yeah, actually, there are not much possibilities from outside, but from outside of Russia, because when we write posts in social media in Russian, we also ask people to send parcels to pretrial detention center, because it's not limited yet, like in prison then, because in prison there are very few packages you may receive a year. Yeah, and actually about prisoners, it's only two possibilities: to write letters and to donate to for certain campaigns. Yeah, and also, of course, spreading information is very important, and it's also kind of protection for prisoners and for us also. And about supporting us, first option is financial support. We have Patreon page, or also we know that Patreon offers a lot of fees for people who would like to donate us. So we really happy when somebody organize events in solidarity with us and find some ways to avoid Patreon. Also, spreading information, calling us to events, also great support.
Thanks a lot for the interview, and a lot of respect for the people in Russia fighting back and or trying the very possible to fight back, and a lot of respect for your work. And thanks a lot of strength for you.
Yeah, from me too.
Thank you. And thank you for invitation.